So let's start close in. Let's start with our spine upright and the rest of the muscles that aren't supporting our uprightness relaxed. Let's start what we have right in front of us. We have each other in this space, and so to remind us why we do this practice, let's begin with a brief touching into our own motivations for peace and health and happiness for ourselves and for others. May I be happy. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be patient with myself and others. May I be free from unnecessary suffering. May we be happy. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be patient with ourselves and with each other as we walk the path. And may we be free from unnecessary suffering. That we have some fuel beneath us, bringing the mind to the breath, either at the nostrils or at the solar plexus, at the chest, wherever you can easily feel sensations associated with breathing. And let the mind rest there. You don't need to think about it right now as an attempt to gain some kind of deep focus. That will come naturally in time. You can think about the breath as refuge for the mind so that it can stop constantly running around to fantasy in the future, to memories in the past, and just let it rest in the smooth motion of the in and out breath in the present. You don't need to plan that thing. You don't need to remember that time. All that's being asked of you right now is to let the mind rest, following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Starting close in means starting with what is. So if the breath is short or shallow or long or deep, any kind of breath is suitable for the mind to rest, for the mind to become concentrated. Any breath is a good breath for refuge and for concentration. If it naturally changes to become smoother, deeper, then that's fine, and if it doesn't, that's also fine. And every time the mind wanders, which of course it will, because that's what it's been trained to do, your job is to bring it back gently, starting again and again and again. And again. Coming back to the breath over and over again. Not mistaking that other for our own. Those thoughts, they arise and they pass away. Those emotions are their convincing stories, they arise and they pass away. Those itches and aches, they arise and they pass away. Don't mistake that other for your own. And when you're ready, taking that restedness and ease, if there is any, that more than there was before, that concentration, and explore the sensations in the body. Either you can move in a linear fashion from your head down to the tips of your toes and back up, or if you'd like, just pick a part. Maybe you have some kind of an ache in your knee, or you have a tickle in your stomach, or butterflies in your chest. Take a little bit of time and just explore the depth of that sensation, the boundaries of that sensation. Is it hot? Is it cool? Do you have positive or negative associations that come up with it? And if it gets overwhelming, then either come back to the breath or move on to another set of sensations somewhere else in the body. And your goal right now is not to change anything or manipulate anything. You're coming in with a sense of curiosity to find out what it is that you're starting with. Bringing the mind and the body into a conversation. Try not to jump to that second or third step, craving, aversion, interpretation. Try to stay with that first thing close in. Just feel the feeling. Just feel the sensation. And if it's painful, let it be painful. And if it's pleasurable, let it be pleasurable. But you don't need to get tangled up in that story. Letting go of the need to react for right now. And whatever part of the body the mind is now observing or connected with, whatever sensation, if you feel capable, try to broaden the awareness so that it takes up a bigger space, so that it's aware of more of the body, gradually widening and widening. And see if you can feel the whole body breathing. Every pore in the body breathes. Every cell in the body is being born, or is subsisting for some time, or is dying. And all of that processing gives off little vibrations, and see if you can just be aware of how fantastically impermanent this form is as it breathes in and out, as it dies and is born in each moment. How precious it is that we have come in contact with a practice that allows us to put our mind and body in conversation, that helps us focus our energies on something that brings about greater peace for ourselves and each other. Allowing that to flow into whatever gratitude you can muster for the fact that 11 people gave up television and drinking and having fun and silly conversations on the phone to be here tonight in quiet, to support your practice and to allow you to support their practice. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing. Close in. The step you don't want to take.